Hi, this is Dan Steele with your WASA legislative report for Tuesday, February 1st. In week four of this 2022 legislative session, most policy committees have moved to executive action in an effort to adopt priority bills before the Thursday, February 3rd cutoff deadline. Fiscal committees continue to have public hearings as well as executive action. Yesterday, the Senate Ways and Means Committee held a public hearing on multiple K-12 priority bills. They were Senate Bill 5595, enhancing staffing allocations for physical, social, and emotional support staff; Senate Bill 5581, providing full pupil transportation funding for our most vulnerable students who are homeless, in special education, or in foster care; and Senate Bill 5563, providing enrollment stabilization funding and maintaining levy capacity and local effort assistance. Each bill received positive testimony from superintendents, school directors, parents, and others. Two notes about this hearing are of interest, however. First, the hearing was very lengthy, with long lists of those wishing to testify, and as the committee closed, Senator Christine Rolfes, chair of the committee, apologized for the length of the meeting, but noted that, quote, "These are some of the biggest and most important bills for the students of our state that we will be reviewing this year," end quote. Certainly that comment is no guarantee that these bills will pass, however, it was a positive sign from an influential senator who happens to be one of the legislator's budget writers. The second note about this hearing is a bit concerning. There is a growing organized effort to oppose some key education legislation and also support some bills of concern. The group, known as the Conservative Ladies of Washington, supposedly is comprised of 10,000 members and are in the anti-masking camp, oppose critical race theory, and believe school districts already have more money than they need. Almost 2,500 people signed in as opposed to Senate Bill 5563, enrollment stabilization, and there are also several hundred people who opposed Senate Bill 5595, the staffing allocation issue. Most of those people signing in opposition failed to indicate who they are representing. However, given the oral testimony that was provided, it was fairly clear they were supporting this organization. The reason to mention this is to remind you to engage in the process. We constantly preach that you shouldn't allow the legislative vacuum be filled with voices that don't represent your experience, your knowledge, or your opinion. We will continue to encourage you to engage in the process, both with your local legislators, but also in the public hearing process. Even if you don't want to provide oral testimony or even written comments, you can sign in with your position for the record. It only takes a couple of minutes to state your position. Sometimes it becomes a numbers game. If opponents have 2,500 people opposing a bill and educators only have three or four signed in to support, that can send a message, probably the wrong message, to legislators. Should also note, in the Ways and Means Committee yesterday, they also heard Senate Bill 5487, Senator Hawkins' Voluntary Consolidation Incentives Bill. Like in the Education Committee, the only testimony came from Jim Kolakowski of the Rural Education Center and WASA. Both testified as other, not supporting or opposing the bill, but providing concerns about the bill. There are also a handful of people who noted their position as either con or other. No one signed in favor of the bill. After this hearing, I can't say that the bill is dead. However, it certainly appears there isn't a lot of excitement about the bill. More to come later. Earlier this evening, the House Appropriations Committee held a public hearing on House Bill 1664, the House version of staffing allocations in the prototypical school funding model. After being adopted by the Education Committee, the language was more aligned with Senate Bill 5595, and the Appropriations Committee intends on making additional changes. A proposed substitute was introduced prior to the hearing, which phases in over 3 years the increases for physical, social, and emotional support staff, rather than full implementation in the 2022-23 school year. Like in the Ways and Means Committee, on Senate Bill 5595, about 200 people, presumably with the Conservative Ladies of Washington, signed in to oppose House Bill 1664. In testimony, their representative urged rejection of the bill asking legislators not to add funding for staff that shouldn't be in schools. Their fear is that these support staff will indoctrinate our students. Two other issues warrant an update. The first is House Joint Resolution 4200 and House Bill 1226, the constitutional amendment and its necessary implementing bill to authorize the simple majority approval of school district bonds. The issue was supposed to be on the executive list of the House Education Committee last week, but was never added. This morning it was added to the executive list, but wasn't actually acted upon. It is also scheduled on the executive action list on Thursday, however. It is unclear if it will move or not, but as of today, it still has some life. The other issue to talk about is prejudgment interest, Senate Bill 5155 and its companion, House Bill 1754. Senate Bill 5155 has already passed the Senate, and House Bill 1754 hasn't moved beyond a public hearing, so it's presumed that Senate Bill 5155 will be the vehicle for moving this issue. We've talked about this issue previously, so I'll simply remind you that Senate Bill 5155 is very concerning to school districts and other local governments. However, as amended by the Senate, the current bill excludes school districts and other local governments. If the bill is passed in its current form, we would not have a problem with the bill, except that the longer the bill lives, the more time there is to add local governments and school districts back to the bill. For more information, we encourage you to review last week's January 28th issue of WASA's This Week in Olympia. It includes a more thorough review and explanation of the issue, as well as talking points and sample testimony, so you can better understand the issue and also have a tool to use as you engage with legislators. Finally, a hearty thank you to the 300 WASA, WASDA, and WASBO members who participated in Sunday's annual legislative conference. Whether you attended the conference or not, you're encouraged to review the conference materials and recordings available on the WASA website under Professional Learning Conference Resources. Included are hot topics for the conference, complete with background information and talking points for you to use as you continue to engage throughout the remainder of this session. We've just passed the first third of the legislative session, but there's still numerous opportunities to engage in the process, and we encourage you to join your colleagues in support of our students and our school districts. Thank you for listening.